this offense evolved and continuously evolved with the development of the running game and the improvement?
I think you evolve all the time. I think every year, every game, you know, you find some things that maybe you didn't think about or looks better. You know, you get a formation, hey, let's try this, let's try. So you're always trying to improve and always trying to change things and see if you can get a little bit better and do things different. So, yeah, I think as we've progressed through the year, I think we found some different things that we may do. And, you know, we'll see how that keeps working.
The way their linebackers play off each other, particularly Hightower and Ninkovich, and the way they move around, what kind of problems do they cause?
Well, they cause a lot of problems because they're all versatile. I mean, they could do a lot of different things. They're all smart football players. You can tell that. And they communicate very, very well. That's the biggest – one of the biggest challenges. Obviously, they all can get to the quarterback, and they don't have to bring them all to get there. So, and part of the reason is you really don't know who's coming because they're very versatile. So it makes it a challenge, but the biggest part for us is communicating, making sure we're on the same page.
In terms of sort of demeanor, work ethic, consistency with Gary Kubiak, how does that sort of trickle down and sort of help the way that the organization runs on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I think whoever leads, we all tend to follow pretty well. And certainly Gary's been the same way for about 30 years, and I've known him for that long. And he does it daily, and he expects everybody else to do it daily. And, you know, he leads by example. He leads he'll tell you something when you need to. So I think that's he's been a great example for all of us to follow.
When you put everything together, because I'm out, so you've known him for a while, he's on Elway for a while, this is something, it seems familiar, but this wasn't an easy job to kind of step into. There's a lot of pressure. This is a team that already has success. Peyton's the quarterback, sort of. How does the familiarity sort of help in the fact that you sort of taking something that might be a challenge to a lot of people?
Well, you know, challenge is one thing. Pressure, you know, you feel pressure if you don't think you can get it done. Challenge is a different thing when you think you can get it done. Having experience and being around here and understanding a lot of people in the building, for myself, and I'm sure for Gary's the same way, we knew you could get the job done because you felt familiar. You knew what kind of guys you're working with, and certainly a track record of, you know, I hadn't worked with Peyton except for in a Pro Bowl one time, but his track record is unbelievable, his passion for the game, and we knew the rest of the people in the building were going to follow suit.
John Elway mentioned he thought the O-line had its best game Sunday. What did you think of his performance?
Well, I think they, you know, every week they play very, very hard, and I think they did play very well that, you know, I can't compare apples and oranges. I mean, each guy, each challenge is different, but they did a great job. You know, the unison of the group, that's the biggest thing. If they all work as one and you don't recognize anybody, then they're doing a great job, and I think that's what they did.
Schofield specifically said there were some techniques he thought he could improve on. Did you see improvement in him?
Yeah, I did. Not to go into any, but I think he took some big strides. He did a good job.
You're talking about the Patriots' versatility. You've been impressed paying attention to them year after year that there are some positions where they just keep making changes and things stay the same.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what the system, you know, they were 3-4 for years, and then they kind of developed into this four-man front a few. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're moving guys around, and, you know, they still have the same kind of guy, whether they develop him or they go find him or whatever, you know. It seems like, 50's been around there for 15 years, or a guy just like him, you know. They're smart football players, and they do a great job working together.
How much do you sense that the players are pushing themselves, not just for themselves, but
Well, I think that's anytime you have a team that's successful, that's one of the biggest motivators. They don't want to let the other guy down. And certainly that's one of the things that we stressed when we first counted in. You'd be accountable not just to yourself but to everybody else. Look around, and we're all in the same boat. We can't do it individually. We have to do it together.
As a coaching staff, what do you, as coaches, do to keep the boat on the even keel through the ups and downs of guys' head?
Oh, every day is a new challenge, you know. So you're never looking ahead. You're just looking for the next day, the next practice. What can I do to get better?
Well, one of the biggest challenges you have is just, you know, being patient, waiting for a touchdown drive. And, like, the last drive you had of the game was just to score a touchdown. But just being patient overall. How have you developed being a patient play call this year?
I think it's, it's just a matter of, all right, what are we getting? What else is there? You know, what do we need to do? And I'll tell you what, I think our players, one of the biggest things is the mental toughness that they've shown throughout, because we have won, you know, we've been in a lot of close games, obviously, and they just keep pressing forward. And I think, if you see that happening, then you're able to be patient. You know, you have to panic because you know they're going to keep grinding and they keep going. So I think they've done a great job. I have to give them a lot of credit for that.
What was the key to the success in the run game and the previous game against them?
I think we found a couple of creases. We made some big plays. You know, I think it was, you know, just effort, finding the right one. Going back through it, we made a couple plays here and there, and then, you know, we made the big one, third and one. We got them in a situation where they're man and popped one out. You know, both the guys, Ronnie and CJ, did a great job. They ran really, really hard and like they have every week. But once we find a crease and we finish blocks, I think that's the biggest thing.
Adjusting to the playbook, do you feel like he's coming
along? Oh, I think he's doing a good job. He's working, he's a professional, he's working at it every week. And you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, we're not afraid to put him in. It's just one of those things that we're working and we'll keep working with him. I think he's done a really good job.
Okay, thank you,
Coach. Thanks, guys.